Well, a very good afternoon to you all, and welcome to this paid edition right here on Eagle FM. And I am joined in studio by a special lady from Velvicia. And I'm not going to spoil the moment. I'm going to give her the chance to introduce herself. Well, good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon. Speaking is Elizabeth Chari. I'm from Velvicia Health Training Center. I am the faculty dean in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Velvicia. Thank you.
Well, without any time wasting, let's get right into it. Just to inform our listeners that we are going to open the lines later on in the hour, so you can also come through and ask questions to prospective students of Velvicia or parents who would like to register their kids at Velvicia. We will actually give you the chance where you can come through and ask your questions to Miss Elizabeth. All right, Miss Elizabeth, please tell us more about Velvicia Health Training Center.
Okay, thank you so much. Velvicia Health Training Center is an institution of high learning in Namibia that came into existence in the year 2013. So we actually just celebrated our 10th year anniversary last year. And when we started in Windhoek offering the Bachelor of Nursing Science. And over the past 10 years, the institution actually have grown so much that we now have 7 campuses. Out of those 7 campuses, 5 campuses are offering both the Bachelor of Nursing and the Certificate in Enrolled Nursing. And one campus, which is the Otapi campus, is actually offering only enrolled nursing at the moment. And we have the campus at Mururani, where we offer agriculture-related courses. Yes.
And what new programs have the Velvicia Health Training Center introduced this year?
This year, we actually introduced 3 programs. We have introduced a Bachelor of Education, that is at secondary and senior primary. And we have also introduced a Bachelor of Social Work and the Diploma in Pharmacy.
Okay. So, so far, how many courses does your institution offer?
Currently, we are offering the following programs. The existing ones, which are the Bachelor of Nursing Science at NQF Level 8, the Certificate in Enrolled Nursing, Certificate in Pharmacy, and Diploma in Environmental Health Sciences. And we also have a foundation program that we call a Health Science Foundation, and plus the TVET program, which are offered in Mururani. And then on top of those, now the 3 that I've just mentioned, the new ones.
Okay. Are these courses accredited?
Yes, all our courses are accredited. In fact, the institution is accredited by the Namibian Qualification Authority, NQA, Council of Higher Education, that's NCHE, and by the Health Professions Council of Namibia, HPCNA, because we offer health-related programs. And the new ones that we have introduced, the process is you first have to make sure that you have started, and then the authority or the regulatory bodies will come and do the needful to accredit the program. So we are already in the process of, we have submitted the curriculums to all those bodies. So it's up to them to come, but the requirement is that you start. Like the education, you have to start. You must have student in the system, and they come and do the evaluation.
Oh, okay. Yes. So if I am a prospective student and I would like to apply to Velvicia Health Training Center, what are the requirements needed for me to apply?
For you to apply, if you are, you want to apply for a Bachelor of Nursing Science, you should the student should then have 30 points in 6 subjects in grade 11 and 12. So we are looking, the student to do a bachelor at Vervicia, that student should have done some modules at AS level. So we are counting 2 modules at AS level, and then the other modules can come from the ordinary level, which is now the new grade 12, and that should give us 30 points. It's compulsory that the student should have D in English, and then they can join any of our bachelor, whether it's in education, nursing, or social work. And for the certificate in enrolled nursing, okay, before I go to that, on top of the new curriculum, those who have the previous grade 12, 25 points in 6 subject with a D in English is sufficient to get you through the bachelor program.
Okay.
Then for the certificate in enrolled nursing, the diploma in environmental health and the certificate in pharmacy, those 3, the student need to have, if it's an old grade 12, 22 points in grade 12 with an E in English as a minimum symbol. And then to get into a bachelor, it should be 22 points for grade 12. And then the other new curriculum of grade 11 is actually 27 points in 6 subjects, and the student should have a minimum of an E symbol in English. And for all our nursing program, whether bachelor or enrolled certificate, the student should actually have done one of the following modules, actually 2 of the following module at grade 11 or grade 12, the science module: biology, chemistry, physics, mathematics, or developmental studies, at least 2. Yes.
All right. So the bachelor one is when you are done with it, you become a registered nurse.
Yes. For the Bachelor of Nursing, when you are done with it, it's offered over the period of 4 years. And then you exit as a registered nurse.
A registered nurse.
While for the certificate is then the enrolled nurse. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Okay. And apart from that, those modules and programs that I have indicated, for those who have already some degrees, we have postgraduate program as well. So we offer a postgraduate diploma in community, which is at NQF level 8, and a postgraduate diploma in mental health nursing at NQF level 8. So those registered nurses who want to specialize or to get additional qualification, they are welcome to.
Oh, okay. So the postgraduate qualifications are only available to the registered nurses.
Yes.
All right.
Because they are in those specialization.
Okay. All right. So is the funding available for these courses?
Yes. The students who are already registered, like in the Bachelor of Nursing or Certificate in Enrolled Nursing and our Diploma in Environmental Health, they are actually free to apply for the funding, for student funding at NSFAP.
Okay.
So our students are also being considered.
All right. So where is the campus located, and what facilities do you offer at these campuses?
Okay, you can start with Windhoek. Windhoek, we have got 2 sites where we are offering the programs. We are in La France, that is Industrial, 83 Industrial Street in La France. And we are also in City, that is 39 Post Street Mall. Yes, in the city center, in the building called Channel Life Building. So you will find us there. Both at these sites, we are offering a certificate in pharmacy, certificate in nursing, and a bachelor in nursing. And at City, we are also offering the diploma in environmental health and the certificate in Health Science Foundation. That one is offered at City as well. Then we are also at Ravish Bay, where we offer certificate in pharmacy, the bachelor in nursing, and certificate in enrolled nursing. as well as the foundation program is also found at Wavish Bay. We are also at Otapi. Otapi, we are only offering the certificate in enrolled nursing and the foundation program. Then we are also at Combat, where we offer Bachelor of Nursing and Certificate in Nursing. We are at Kurenkuru. We offer Bachelor of Nursing and Certificate in Nursing. Mm-hmm. And in Katima Murilo, we are offering Bachelor of Nursing and Certificate in Nursing. And Pharmacy is also at Katima. And Mururani is the agricultural campus where we offer the agricultural programs. And these programs for agriculture, our level 2 is actually funded by NTN.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Not NASFAF.
Not NASFAF, but it's a TVET.
It's a TVET program.
Yeah, program, so it's okay. Under NTN, and the student is being funded.
Okay. All right. We will take a commercial break, and we will be right back.
Audio mnangeshefa noahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station awayo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And welcome back. It is 16 past the hour of 12. If you just tuned in, welcome to the paid hour with Miss Elizabeth Shali, the faculty dean at Velvisha Health Training Center. Like I mentioned in the beginning of this interview, that lines will be open for you to come through and ask any questions you'd like her to answer to you. You could be a prospective student planning to go study at Velvisha, or probably you are a parent and you aspire for your child to go study at Velvisha, and you might have questions that you'd like clarity on. Well, you will get that chance to come through. I will give the number. That is when I open the lines. Now, Miss Elizabeth, let's move to your faculties. Maybe you can just talk about your faculties.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we do have three faculties in existence right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest faculties of course the faculty of health sciences, where we have the School of Nursing.
Mm.
Offering those nursing programs. And then we have the School of Pharmacy that's offering the certificate, and now it have introduced the diploma.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the School of Allied and Public Health. That is where you find now the environmental health science programs. And the certificate in Health Science Foundation is also under that school.
Mm-hmm.
And our new faculty is now the Faculty of Education. So it's where the education programs are going to be running from. And just to add on that, this faculty is actually going to be operating from Wavish Bay. So the education program will be offered from Wavish Bay. Yes, only for now.
Mm-hmm.
In Dolphin Campus. I'm sure the people who are familiar with Wavish Bay, they know where is Dolphin. Mm. So that will be the campus where the education program will be offered from.
Mm.
And then the Faculty of Agriculture, that is the one at Murani, so far only with the TVET programs. But in the future, of course, the degree programs are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Looks like the institution is actually expanding.
Yes.
It's really expanding.
It's really expanding.
Now, in the Faculty of Education,
yes.
Which courses are under there?
The Faculty of Education so far will only offer the Bachelor of Education in Senior Primary and then Bachelor of Education in Senior Secondary.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Those two.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe I can just give more insight when it comes to the TVET programs.
Yes, the new programs.
Yes. Mm. So at Murani, like I said before, we have got now the following agricultural programs at level two, and that is the level that NTN is actually funding. We have got a national vocational certificate in horticulture and crop husbandry. That's at level two. It's a 1 year course and is done on a full-time basis. We also have a national vocational certificate in farm machinery and infrastructure, level two, 1 year. National vocational certificate in livestock husbandry at level two. So, and then the candidate can then progress to, after completing the year of level two program, they can actually then progress to level three in the same program.
Mm.
Yes. So level two is funded, like I said. Then the student don't have to pay for accommodation. At Murani, we have got accommodation available.
Mm.
Everything will be covered by the fund.
Okay.
Yes. And for the application, the entry requirement for these courses are actually for level two, somebody with a grade 10, that's the old grade 10, with 20 points in six subjects and the F symbol in English or in mathematics, then they can apply. Or the current grade 11, that's now the revised curriculum, or the phased out grade 12 with 18 points in six subjects with the F symbol or better in English, and if they have done agriculture or biology or geography, then they can actually apply. For level three is now the continuation of level two. Yes.
Okay. So I think I'd like to know, especially these agricultural courses. I think I would like to know, probably also somebody out there who's listening, if they register for the course, what type of jobs can they probably get into?
What type of job? Agriculture, like we always say, it's actually kind of a core for the country. We are moving
for self-employment
and for us to be self-reliant when it comes to food production.
Yeah.
So the graduate can actually be working in those food production companies. Mm. They don't want to
also come equipped up with the knowledge.
Yes, if they don't want to come up with the, but the main reason we want these people to go out there and start their own farming, you know, programs, and they can
also go start their own programs to educate
others
when it comes to agriculture.
Yes, and also for them to do their own farming. You know, we are doing we are talking about farm machineries where you can actually operate all those machines that people are using in the farm, and livestock husbandry. This one is very, very important for those people who are having farms, and you actually have a clear understanding of what to do with your animals for them to reproduce faster, and for you to make money, especially if you are in farming. Obviously, you then have to do some business to maintain your farm, and the horticulture and crop production, very, very important. You don't need to have a whole big land. You can actually grow even behind here.
Yeah, behind your backyard.
Behind your backyard, you can grow something.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay. So when are your applications open?
The applications are actually opened already since November, and they are closing tomorrow, 2nd of February. So prospective applicants can still apply until tomorrow midnight.
Do you guys have a late registration?
We do have a late registration. Late registration always start immediately after the
closing date.
Yeah, the closing date. Then there's 2 more days, which is for late registration.
Okay. Only 2 days for late registration.
Yes.
So meaning you don't charge people who apply late?
Who apply late, because we don't have a late application.
Ah.
So tomorrow, then the application closes.
Mm-hmm.
So then only the people who did not then register until the due date will be given the late registration to register, but they have already applied, remember.
All right. It is now 24 minutes into the hour of 12. Well, we actually have a lot of time, And I think I can give this opportunity to our listeners to come through and ask you all the questions that they might have, you know. So the number is 083-288-401. Do come through as probably a prospective student. You'd like to go study at Velvisha. In any course of your choice, and probably you need clarity on something. Well, this is your chance to speak to the faculty dean, Miss Elizabeth. So do come through. Also, the parents, I also encourage you to also come through and just ask those questions that you'd like clarity on. The number is 083-288-401. And we'll go for a commercial break. We will be right back.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And it is now 26 past the hour of 12, if you just joined in. Well, this is the paid hour with Miss Elizabeth, the faculty dean from Velvicha Health Training Center. And if you'd like to ask her questions, do come through. The number is 083-288-401. And while we wait for you guys to come through to call in, Miss Elizabeth will continue. That is to shed light on the postgraduate courses that one can do after they have obtained a bachelor's degree.
Yes. For the registered nurses who want to add more knowledge when it comes to community health nursing, we have got a postgraduate diploma in community health nursing, which is a one-year program, and it's It's at NQF level 8. So the requirement is actually that anyone with a recognized nursing qualification at NQF level 7, like the previous comprehensive diploma in nursing, it's a qualification at NQF level 7, or anything higher, even those who already have NQF level 8, they can actually apply for this postgraduate diploma. And they should, one of the requirements again is that they should have, they should be registered with the Health Professions Council. And they should have worked at least for a minimum of 2 years after their basic training as nurses. They are required actually to write a one-page motivational letter giving reasons as to why they want to come into the course. The same with the postgraduate diploma in mental health, NQF level 8. It's the requirement are actually the same. So it's just to say we do have those ones. And these are postgraduate. One doesn't have to resign from their work. They do it while they are working. So they don't have to worry about that. They should just apply and come and do this postgraduate studies.
So when you are doing your postgraduate studies, is there a specific time that you have classes? Is it like in a distance study mode?
Yeah, it's in a blended mode whereby for them to come to class, they have it's actually in block release. So they come for 2 weeks per semester to full time in class, and then the rest they do their work with the assistance of the lecturers, and sometimes they can have online consultations, etc.
Because I've heard most people get stuck as enrolled nurses because it's difficult for them to resign and have to go back full time to do a bachelor's degree that makes them a registered nurse. Is that true?
Yeah, it's very, very true, because after the 2 years of study, then you become an enrolled nurse. For you to then continue to be a registered nurse, you need to do a bachelor, and the bachelor is at a full-time. It's not a postgraduate. So you can't do it while you are working. You obviously have to then leave job again and go back to school.
So you can't do a postgraduate course as an enrolled nurse.
I know, to the enrolled nurse, for you to do postgraduate
courses, it's only for those with a bachelor's
only
degrees.
For those with bachelor's degree, because the postgraduate is actually at level 8 and the certificate in enrolled nursing is at level 6, so there's a gap. You can't do it as a postgraduate. You still have to do it as a full-time undergraduate.
All right. Well, we have a whole half an hour with Miss Elizabeth right here on air. If you'd like to come through, well, do so and ask all the questions you'd like clarity on. Well, do come through. This is your chance to do so, because you might be sitting on questions that you might end up having clarity on before the end of this hour. The number is 083-288-401.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And yes, we continue. We still have a lot of time, guys. I know somebody out there is actually sitting on a question, so please don't be shy. Come through, dial the number and ask your questions to Miss Elizabeth. I am definitely sure somebody out there, you cannot tell me that nobody has questions. There must be people with questions. Yeah? Don't be shy. Dial the number. I know you have the airtime to actually dial the number. So please just dial the number and ask your questions. The number is 083-288-401. And while we wait for our callers, I'm hopeful they will come through. Sometimes they become very reluctant unless you put in a push to tell them, hello, guys, I'm talking to you, you know. And then they eventually come through. So let's hope they come through. While we wait for them to come through, probably you can clarify on somebody who studies or opts to study their environmental health course as to what they can become.
Well, thank you. I think it's one of the questions that the community out there has to say environmental health. What is it all
Yes,
about?
What is environmental health?
Yes, environmental health is actually a course that is in the allied health. It's actually an allied health program whereby the people are taught on how to do inspections, you know, health inspections. Mm. At the end of the program, they are actually the health inspectors that we are seeing out there,
mm-hmm.
Making sure that everything that is, let's say for this building when it was built, one of the health inspectors has done a good job here, mm-hmm. to make sure that the lighting, the ventilation, everything is up to standard that human being can actually live in here. So those are the health inspectors that we have. If you go to Pick n Pay, for instance, for them to make sure that the meat that they are selling you and the food that is being sold there is of quality standard, is because the environmental health specialist actually have inspected that the food are actually consumable and they are able to be eaten. So those are the people that we need, and they are everywhere in the hospital for them to make sure that the infection prevention and control measures are adhered to. So we have them there. So to study this program, you are actually studying to become a health inspector.
Uh-huh. Yes. So you become a health inspector.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I also didn't know. I was also wondering when I have to study the environmental health course, what do I then become?
Yeah.
Do I work with the environment? How? Now it's clear.
Yes.
So we still have time, guys. 25 minutes to go. That's a lot of time. So we can have as many colors as we can in the remaining time. Mm-hmm. So do come through 083-288-401 and ask your questions. Ask your questions. Miss Elizabeth is here to answer all the questions that you have. So do come through and ask those questions. Yeah. You might be a prospective student. Probably you want to go study any health-related course at Velvisha, and you need clarity on something, well, you can come through and ask your questions. Or maybe you are a parent, and when your child is done with their grade 11 or grade 12, well, this is actually a chance for you to ask those questions and get clarity on. Well, I see we have our first caller. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. The health inspector, they are there to, apparently, to look for the things which are expired in the shops. Now we see many, are we asking concerning that, or we are asking concerning the study? I'm sorry to
repeat your question again, sir.
Are we asking concerning how to get there if you want to study those things, or are we asking concerning the work itself of the health inspector?
We are asking concerning what one becomes after doing the course.
Oh, yeah, because my problem is that we have many things which are not going well in this country. Maybe we have less health inspectors. Maybe just to encourage the people to study those things so that we can save our nation from consuming those things. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm.
Well, that was not a question. I guess it was a contribution.
Yeah, but I think it was a valid contribution.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Kola, because we do need environmental inspectors in the country.
Mm.
Otherwise, even expired things will enter, you know, our country, because we need those people at the borders. We need them everywhere. And as of now, it seems like the nation don't understand the importance of studying these courses.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people probably don't have light on what one becomes after doing the course. So they just see environmental health.
Mm.
Is it inspector? Environmental health?
Mm-hmm.
Inspector. Inspector.
Yes.
And the course is environmental health.
Health only. Science.
Environmental health science.
Yes.
Okay. So probably people don't have a lot of light when they see such courses, as because we all know health inspectors are there.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you mentioned, they also help in avoiding expired food.
Yes.
To still continue in the market.
Mm-hmm.
It clicked my mind like, yes, that I know.
They actually play a very important role in society, because in everything, talk about
every industry, they are
the water that we drink.
Mm.
For it's them actually who are making sure that this is safe water to drink or not. So now if we only have one person maybe per region, you can just imagine how that person is under pressure, because there are not many environmental health inspectors out there.
Mm-hmm. You hear? There are not many health environmental inspectors out there. So there you have an opportunity to actually go study environmental health sciences, that is at Velvisha, and become a health inspector. Well, we still have time, 21 more minutes to go. So you can also come through, call in and ask your questions, or probably just leave a contribution, because it's not everybody who has a question. You might have something to contribute. Like we usually say on air, you are not only the listeners, you might also be the educator. So you might not have the question, you might have a contribution to this interview. So do come through. The number is 083-288-401. And we'll go for a break and we will be right back.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My question was about I don't know if you answered this already, but the cost of the course.
The cost of the course. Uh-huh. Well, thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Yes, you can go ahead.
Hello.
My question was just about the cost of the course. How much does it cost?
Okay. For all the courses?
Specifically the health environmental one.
All right. Thank you. We actually didn't talk about the money.
Yes, we didn't talk about the money.
So thank you to the caller.
Yes. Mm. Actually, the all the fee structures are on our website, whereby we then have to look there. I don't know if you got hold of them, because I didn't come with the fee structure prospectus here. But just to reassure the caller, if you go to our website, the fee structures are actually there. Then you can get more light on how much is each course. Because now I didn't really prepare the fee structure to come with, so I can go through. Otherwise, I'll be telling other things.
You've been calling the wrong numbers.
Yes. But www.velvisha.com.na, Then you will get all the information, the prospectus and the fee structures are there.
Mm-hmm. We have another caller. Good afternoon.
Is it a girl?
Yes.
Can I please talk to MMA?
You are on air, sir.
Oh, a big girl?
Yes.
Is Franz there?
No. Don't you have his personal number?
No. Just take me out of air, because I will just give you a message. Just take me out of air.
All right.
All right. Maybe while we are waiting, we can talk about the certificate in Health Science Foundation. This one is just to say for the student who have done their grade 11 and grade 12, and they did not get enough points for them to be admitted into any programs due to the points, like we have already indicated the points that one need to do a bachelor or a certificate. We also have a certificate in Health Science Foundation that is at NQF level 4. It's a one-year full-time course that is offered at all our campuses that I have mentioned, including Murilani, Ongwediva. We have a center, not a campus, and we also have a center in Oshikuku where we offer health certificate in Health Science Foundation. So anybody who have low points, up until 20 points in six subject in grade 12 or grade 11, they can actually apply for this certificate in Health Science Foundation. And after a year of completing this Health Science Foundation, one can then choose to join any of our programs that we offer at Revitia. So depending on in which course you are interested into, it can be into nursing or in pharmacy or in environmental health. So as long as you have passed the Health Science Foundation well with all the modules well passed, then you can actually go into any of the programs that you want to join.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Quarter to the hour of one. If you would like to also come through and ask your questions, we'll do so. We have 15 minutes more to go. The number is 083-288-401. We are on air with Miss Elizabeth, the faculty dean from Velvisha Health Training Center. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Good, how are you, sir? Yes.
Ma'am, I'm calling. I don't know if this was addressed before or not. Eh?
Sorry?
It's about... I'm saying I don't know if it was addressed before or not.
Hmm.
It's about the application.
Mm.
If I'm not mistaken, the applications are due tomorrow, right?
Yes.
But when one is applying, when you go to the center where the course is being offered, especially education, the new program, when you click at the centers, when you go to the pages of the courses, they are not there. But when you go to Windhoek, that's when they are there. Does it mean all the applications are being forwarded to Windhoek?
Yes, all the applications are being forwarded to Windhoek, so they are centrally managed. It's okay. If you see it's coming to Windhoek, just click Windhoek, then it will come. It will be sorted out from this side.
Okay.
Mm.
The other thing is, how much is registration, to be specific, for education in higher education?
The registration fee, the compulsory one, is actually 2,000. That is the registration, just the registration, without adding
other
$2,000.
$2,000.
Mm.
Wait, like that, you did not include the deposit to the module?
Like that does not include the deposit to the module.
Okay. Another question is NASA going to sponsor to this new program?
Come again?
Does NASFAF pay for the new programs?
Or for the new programs. Yeah. Like I have explained in the beginning to say, the new programs, what happens is you start a new program, then you have to be evaluated, then get your NQA and NCHE certificate, and then NASFAF will come in.
So this year,
I'm not very sure if they are going to, but our process is actually that by mid-year, we should be done with everything already.
So this year, they are going to fund themselves and going to be sponsored next year?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, just maybe to have the details of the person that you are talking to, in case you want to ask for further clarity, then call the person.
Okay, if you are in Windhoek, or otherwise you can just call our number, depending on where you are. We have, if it's regarding the application, then please call one of this number. Is 084-000-7713.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe the last one can be, when do people expect the admission letters?
The admission letters, like we said, the applications are closing tomorrow. Obviously, from Monday, the admission letters will be sent out.
Okay.
So, in the course of next week.
In the course of next week.
Mm.
Okay, ma'am.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. Okay. Go ahead.
I was trying to go through the website to check the cost structure, but I couldn't find...
The fee structures?
Yes.
Ah, they are there. Where did you click?
On the... I didn't try today, but I checked recently, but they were not there.
No, they are uploaded. Check again.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. 10 more minutes to go. The number is 083-288-401. You might have a question that could be answered right here, right now. And we'll go for a short break. We'll be right back.
Olio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
All right, and we continue. We are finalizing the interview as we only have 9 minutes to go. And now Miss Elizabeth is going to tell us the difference between somebody who did a certificate and a diploma in pharmacy. Yes, Miss Elizabeth.
Somebody who did a certificate in pharmacy, they actually are going to work as pharmacist assistant in the pharmacy. And then for those who are going to do the diploma in pharmacy, they will be working as pharmacist technician.
Mm-hmm.
So the pharmacist assistant, they assist in the pharmacy. They do simple dispensing work
of medications
and what, and then the pharmacist technician, actually the ones who can even dilute medications and all those things. Okay. Then somebody who is going to do a bachelor in pharmacy, that's now the qualified pharmacist.
Okay. To prescribe medication.
To dispense and to even run a pharmacy.
I was also told, I was once told that enrolled nurses also just specialize in distributing medication that is already prescribed. How true is that?
for the enrolled nurses?
Yes.
The enrolled nursing, they have, because the training is only for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
they actually have some limited scope under which they work, and they work actually under the supervision of a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that when they are in the ward, there's always a need for a registered nurse to be there, the mm-hmm. supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
But the functions they can do, especially with experience, you find that they are doing almost everything, but they do have a scope of practice, of course.
Okay, they just don't dispense tablets.
Yeah, they don't really dispense tablets. They have tablets that they can dispense,
yeah,
but there are those other medication and drugs that they don't.
Okay, all right. And now finishing off, probably you can just touch on the intake. I heard you have two types of intakes.
Yes, we have a January intake. That's the intake which is running now, closing tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
For the application. And then come June, July, we are going to have our second intake for the year. So the applications will be open maybe from April there. So they must just watch the media, the social media, and everywhere where we advertise. So if somebody didn't get a chance this time around, there's another intake in the middle of the year that's coming, and all the programs have those intakes.
So the first intake, mm-hmm. the one like closing tomorrow,
yes,
it's for the academic year 2024.
Yes.
The second intake is for which academic year?
It's actually 2020. The academic year 2024 have got two intake. We have the January intake, and then we have the June intake, the July intake actually. So it's two intake for this academic year 2024.
So you guys, you don't have like year modules?
We do have year modules. So if you are a January intake,
mm-hmm.
you have your year that runs from January 2024 to January 2025. Then the July
intake.
Yeah, the July intake, they have their academic year that runs from July to July. So your year module is still going to end in July.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now that makes sense.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering, okay, if you have two intakes, how does it work? Okay, so it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We have 5 minutes to go. Probably you would still like to call. There's somebody who promised that they are going to call in our Silozi show. Now I'm wondering, where are they? They were saying, I am definitely going to call so you can hear me speak English. Because
okay.
I've never heard them speak English. They're just forever speaking Silozi on a Silozi show. But now they haven't called. So I'm wondering, what happened? Did they get caught up or what happened? Or they just decided to shy away from speaking English? We don't know. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you'd like to come through, please do come through in the remaining minutes. We only have 4 minutes for the interview to come to an end. And the number is the usual number, 083-288-401. Probably your final words, Miss Elizabeth. We only have 4 minutes to go.
All right. My final word is just to say the applications are still open. Our applications are actually online, and for those who are not able to apply online, they can come walk into any of our campuses and they can apply manually on the form. Our teams are ready to assist with the application, and our registration is also ongoing. For those who have already received their admission letters, they are actually free to register. Registration is already going on, so they should register so that they start classes on time.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the registration fee, mm-hmm. I want to ask, because you said there's a registration amount of 2,000 Namibian dollars that one is required to pay
mm-hmm.
to be registered. So after they pay the 2,000 Namibian dollars,
mm-hmm.
is there a compulsory need for them to pay a deposit on their tuition fees?
Yes, there's a percentage on tuition fee that they have to deposit. So 25% of the tuition fee, then they pay that deposit, then the remaining of the money on the course becomes their monthly installment. So it becomes also easy if they deposit something on the fee, then the fee are reduced so that the monthly installment also becomes less.
And if I don't have the deposit?
If one doesn't have the deposit, they just have to let the finance people know that they don't have the deposit, and then they can work out their monthly installment. That is also doable. Yes.
Okay. Because you find prospective students actually staying at home because they cannot afford these deposits of tuition fees.
No, they shouldn't stay at home. They should please come. And it's just a matter of indicating that currently I don't have this. And then their installment will be reworked out so that at the end they cover the whole year on a monthly installment. Yes. But the registration fee of 2,000 is actually compulsory.
Okay. Yeah. That's compulsory.
Yes.
All right, Miss Elizabeth. We have actually come to the, even though we still have 2 minutes.
Okay.
Two more minutes. Okay, it's now a minute. One more minute to go. Maybe you'd like to utilize it.
Yes. At Vavicha Health Training Center, we welcome everybody. Our graduate out there, I was even hoping they will come and maybe speak out. We produce the best nurses, best pharmacists out there. The feedback is very good. So if you want to get the quality training, please come to the Vavicha Health Training Center.
Oh, there you go, guys. You heard. If you'd like to get quality training, go get your training at Vavicha Health Training Center. Because apparently they have produced the best nurses and the best pharmacists.
Yes.
Well, probably I'll try. I will change my career.
Okay.
Maybe I'll decide to change my career. You never know.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much for having us.
Pleasure. And of course, guys, that brings us to the end of the interview with Miss Elizabeth, the faculty dean from Vavicha. And this is also where I say goodbye to you guys. Stay tuned on the radar with Justicia. From me, Abigail, it is bye-bye.